be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Through Time and the Stars, written by Jai Kobayashi Goma and Megan Darg. Produced by Be Here. Episode 6. Entrance: The Black Hole of Terabek, Nekbara, Night. On the wall, amidst the blood stains and desperate clawing marks, there is a sign which reads, "Welcome to the Black Hole of Terabek. We sincerely hope that you do not enjoy your stay."
Well, this all seems that...
Suddenly, the room descends at a rapid rate, and it becomes clear that this is, in fact, a lift. Heading down, down and further down, the cacophony which has surrounded them at the street level fades quickly, and, just as quickly, new sounds become audible. The sounds of the screams of thousands upon thousands of tortured souls in the dark dungeons of the Black Hole of Terabek.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Oh, shut up, Trent!
Don't you speak to...
Shut up, Alice!
I've had just about...
The lift slams to a halt, throwing the crew to the floor. Their captors had prepared themselves as they knew it was coming and steeled themselves for the stop. They laugh at the battered and bruised captives on the floor.
Utter heathens.
Dungeon. The Black Hole of Terabek. Nekbara. Night. The ominous, heavy metal gate slams shut. The guards walk away through the empty, endless corridors.
Heathens.
Crew look around the dungeon. Though initially it seems empty, slowly, one by one, gnarled figures step forward from the grim shadows. The prisoners come in all shapes, sizes, and colours, but they all bear the marks of overly rough treatment at the hands of their captors. Crew clings together.
Is anybody else scared?
Me? I'm petrified. About to wet me underdraw, Sam, if you don't mind me saying so.
Oh, TMI, Daisy.
Beg pardon?
Nothing. Just keep your eyes out for any funny stuff.
Well, I don't see much funny going on here, I reckon. Not much to laugh at, apart from that one there. He looks like a proper nana.
Anybody have any ideas? Trent? Alice? Oh, what am I saying?
Look, in situations like these, it takes a man to sort things out. Leave it to me.
Trent addresses the fellow residents of the damp, dark, hopeless dungeon. As he speaks, the denizens of the dungeon move slowly closer.
Now, look here, you lot. We're not looking for trouble, so... But we will, if we need to, be, have no fear. Yes, well, there you have it. Comprende? Capiche? No?
Right, you dirty ratbags. You heard the man. Back it up, or you'll get what's coming to ya, and no mistake. Don't you eyeball me, sonny, or I'll give you what for, I'm telling ya. I went 3 rands in Polly Byrne's daughter at the Greenwich Fair, so you better step back a touch, or you'll get a knuckle sandwich.
The crowd disperses somewhat, with many figures retreating back into the shadows.
Oh, nice one, Daisy! I think you just saved our bacon!
Now, don't you start talking about food, or else I may go a little upsy-daisy, if you know what I mean.
Nobody ever knows what you mean, you strange person.
Easy there, Alice. Daisy just put herself on the line for the lot of us. Least you can do is show a little gratitude.
Gratitude? Well, I...
The strained conversation descends into a shouting match. Chaotic melange of crass insults and unsavoury curses. This continues for a while, before, one by one, they realise they're being watched. Not by the prisoners this time, but by several sneering guards, watching with gross amusement from the other side of the barred metal gate. The crew stop arguing and stand silently before the guards. Max steps forward.
Look, we think there's been some kind of mistake. We're just visiting and we...
Silence, scum!
Excuse me?
He said, silence, scum!
Well, that's what I thought.
A group of sneering guards part and another figure draws close to the gates. Just as large, ugly and hairy as the others, but not wearing a guard's uniform. Instead, it's wearing something akin to the robes of a judge and carrying a quill and a large piece of parchment.
I am Judge Resisnek. You will each tell me your names now.
Judge? What?
Your name is Judge what?
What? No!
Your name is Judge what? What now?
My name is Max. Max Deringer.
Your name is Max Deringer?
Yes.
And what is your name?
Daisy, sir, your honour, my lord.
Daisy, sir, your honour, my lord.
Daisy, sir.
Daisy, sir. And you?
Alice.
Your name is Alice. You, what is your name?
My name is Trent Montgomery, and I demand to speak to somebody in charge.
Your name is...
Trent Blasted Montgomery.
Very well, Max Deringer, Daisy Sir, Alice, and Trent Blasted Montgomery, you have all been charged and found guilty of...
There is a hushed conversation between the judge and the guards.
You have all been found guilty of entering Nekbara without a valid permit. Your trade license has been revoked. And you are hereby sentenced to 3 weeks of imprisonment here at a black hole of Terabek.
What, 3 weeks? Are you serious?
And how can you revoke our trade license? We don't even have a trade license.
The judge has a brief, hushed conversation with the guards before turning once more to the imprisoned crew.
You are also each found guilty of entering Nekbara without a trade license. Your names will be struck from all trading associations.
What trading associations?
Oh, you just couldn't help yourself, could you, Trent?
You are hereby each found guilty of high treason against the trading councils of the Union of Greater Nekbara. You are sentenced to be imprisoned here in a black hole of Terabek until the time of your deaths. Your bodies will then be transported to the lower levels until such time as it is seen fit by way of degradation and rot to allow your remains to be flushed into the Arg River. That will be all.
The judge and the guards begin to walk away.
Wait up! What do you mean? What? No, come back here, judge! What the? Oh, God. Please! What just happened? I don't know.
Daisy approaches Max and reaches out a comforting arm. Trent and Alice are staring into space, doing and saying nothing.
It'll be okay, Max.
No, Daisy, it won't. Look around. Does this look like the kind of place people get out of?
No, it don't. But I've got faith in you. You're strong, you're clever, and you got a job, remember? On another planet and everything. And I'm no slouch myself. It's like I used to tell Maisie, together we can do anything. We just got to stick together and it'll be all right. Just you wait and see.
You saw what just happened, Daisy. How can you be so positive?
Got no choice, have I? I've got to get back to Maisie. You've got to get to your job. These two, well, I'm sure they got somewhere they need to be. Some people they need to be rude to.
Oh, maybe you're right, Daisy. Maybe you're right. We just got to stick together, right?
That's the spirit.
Daisy helps Max to stand up, and together they take a long look at their surroundings. The dungeon is mostly hid in shadow, so seems to go on forever. Bodies, faces and eyes stare back at them from the blackness. Alice and Trent are still standing in the same spot, watching the space where the judge had been standing. They look confused. From the corridor outside the gates comes a low, horrible creaking, like the unoiled hinges of a deadly machine lumbering its way towards them. Max and Daisy see a lone hooded figure with a mop and a bucket on wheels. The figure pushes the creaking bucket with one foot as it mops the blood and other stains from the walls and floor. Slowly, stain by stain, the hooded figure approaches the dungeon gate. From beneath its hood, the figure speaks.
You are the new guys, right? Death by skin removal, I hear.
Oh, no! Who told you that? We were told!
Only kidding! You've got to keep a sense of humor in this place. So what brings you guys to this pit of infernal ugliness?
Oh, it's all a misunderstanding.
It always is.
No, really. We had no idea we weren't.
And who is this vision of absolute loveliness?
That's Daisy.
Well, hello, Daisy.
Hello, miss.
Miss, I like it. My name's Jalalaika Natari. My friends call me Laika. You can call me anything you want.
Pleased to meet you, Laika.
I'm Max.
Pleased to meet you, Max.
And those two there are Trent and Alice. I think they might be in shock.
I'm not surprised. I heard you've been given the full tally. Live till you die, die till you rot. Then into the arg with the rest of the grot. Not a pleasant prospect on the best of days. So, Daisy, what brings a sweet girl like you into the festering hole like this?
It was an accident, miss.
Laika, please.
Laika, so, I was just trying to look after my sister, and then there was the accident with the time machine, and it got slammed into the spaceship, and then there was an explosion, and Dave was all caught up, and now he's sort of part of the ship, and then we had to get a form from the administrators. And then we needed food, so we looked for a planet and found this one. But when we landed...
Slow down, child. Take your time, take a breath. No need to get all discombobulated, right?
Right. Cheers, sorry.
No need to worry your pretty little head about it. So, what were you saying about the time machine?
Tell me, Miss Jebalanka-lanka.
Jalalaika. Jalalaika Natari.
Miss Natari, can you help us? We don't belong here and we'll do anything to get out of here.
Anything?
Anything. I can't die here. I'm supposed to die on Mars. I'm an engineer. I fix things.
You do? Like what?
Proper things, like cyclone power units, domicile evacuation, flow-through mechanisms.
Anything else?
Look, I'm a very important man. I cannot die in a stinking hole like this on some filth-infested planet halfway across the universe.
Easy there, Trent. None of us wants to die here.
But I really don't want to die here. I can't. It's too much. It's too much.
So, can you help us?
Well, normally, I'd leave you to rot. It's every manef for herself in this place. But I like you guys, and I especially like young Miss Daisy here. So I think I'll help you.
You will?
Oh, thank you! Thank you so much!
But in return, you'll have to do a little something for me.
Like what?
I'll let you know. Right now, I have to go.
Go? Why?
It's chow time. Until later, my lovely one.
That's when the prisoners hear a new sound. Like wet cabbage being thrown against a stone wall.
Oh my God, that stinks!
Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.